Hey, 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 home care bosses, welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert, and I am your host, and you are listening to the Home Care Bosses podcast made for overworked, burnt out, frustrated healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that funds the lives that they want to live. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency startup and growth so you can avoid costly mistakes and gain the confidence that you need to become the home care boss that you desire to be. I can't wait to get started. So thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for showing up today. And today, I'm going to share with you my origin story, how all of this got started. So let's get it. I am so excited to share this with you. When I got accepted to nursing school, I was so excited. I thought I was gonna save the world. And I also remember when I graduated from nursing school and I got my first job, I was blessed to have a manager that saw something in me that I didn't even see in me. And she took me under her wings, and the rest is history. Because of her, I was moving into the leadership ladder very quickly as a nurse. I went from a regular nurse to become a charge nurse, and I was just moving to the leadership ladder. And even though on the outside, things look perfect, but after a few years, I got to the point where I felt like I lost the spark for what I was doing. It was such an embarrassing moment. I didn't understand how I was feeling. I was afraid of talking to other people about it because here I am in this profession. I'm here to save people. I'm here to help people. And I'm losing the spark that I have for that. And what I did, as any normal nurse would have done, I figured two things. I decided maybe I was bored. Maybe it was time for me to go ahead and get higher education. So that's when I decided to get my master's in nursing education. I also decided nursing is such a great profession. There's so much variety, so many things that you can do. So I decided to get my dream job. My dream job was to work as an intensive care unit nurse. And if you're not familiar with nursing and the intensive care, the intensive care unit is where we keep the more complex patients. That's where we keep the patients that are on the breathing machine. They cannot do anything for themselves. And I remember me getting this job. I was so excited about the change, about the new opportunities. And at that same time, when I got this job, that was the same time in my personal life that I got engaged. I got married and I was expecting my first child. So it felt like I was on top of the world. But guess what? That didn't last long. After the newness of the job basically was faded, I found myself in the same place, being overworked, frustrated, and burnt out again. And what really, really made it for me, I remember this as if it was today. Remember, I'm pregnant. I'm working in the ICU. And when you're pregnant, your job description does not change. It's still the same. And the people in the ICU, they cannot take care of themselves. They cannot do anything for themselves. We have, as part of our job, we have to turn them every 2 hours. And I remember I saw this patient, cool kid in the bed. And with the help of one of my coworker, I decided to turn this patient. And when I was turning the patient, I felt wetness down my legs, and I look at on the floor. It was basically like a bloody murder. And can you imagine my whole life just crashed in that second? I was rushing to the ER. And when I got there, the doctor basically told me, ma'am, there's no hope. With the amount of blood that's like you bleeding, there's no hope, just go home, go on bed rest and hope for the best. That was it. And I remember hearing those words and I was sitting there and started thinking to myself, I'm about to lose the most precious gift that I've ever had. And it's part of it is because of my job. And at that point, yes, and that's the same job where I already felt over frustrated and burnt out. And at that point, I knew that I had to make a decision. I knew that I had to choose between my job or me. I knew this. And I made the decision, but it was a scary decision. I know many of you listening right now, you know, like you have to make a decision to go into entrepreneurship, make a decision, and you know that's what you have to do. But because it's unknown, you are experiencing fear. And that's okay. I've been there. I remember on that bed, I was afraid. I knew that, hey, I can no longer continue to be at this job. Whether or not my unborn child survive or not, I knew that there was no way I can stay there. But and I made the decision. I knew it was like, this was the time. Either was now or never, that I have to make the decision and go really after something that satisfy me, something that I really feel like I have the autonomy to make an impact. And I can see the impact directly on the people that are being impacted. But as I was making those decisions and I was thinking about the entire situation that was going on, so many questions came up. The first fear that came up for me was, I don't have any business experience. If I decide to go on this journey, which I went to nursing school, part of my journey was always to serve the elderly. And I knew that. And at that time, I made that decision, say, hey, I'm going to go after my dream. I'm going to go about starting something where I can serve the elderly. I need to have a business in this field. But the first fear that came up was, how do you even do that? I don't have any business experience. All I know is nursing. I don't know anything else. And that was the first fear that I had. And one of the, as I started thinking, I started finding answers for those fears. I realized when I became a nurse, I was on the same shoot. I knew I wanted to be a nurse, but I didn't know how to be a nurse. And because I didn't know how to be a nurse, what did I do? I decided to go get the knowledge, go to school, and get the knowledge so I can become a nurse. And I figured if I did this with nursing, I can do this with starting my business in the elder care field, elder care industry. So I told myself, I don't know anything about business, but there are people out there. I don't have to reinvent the wheels. There are people out there who know a lot about business, about home care, the home care industry, and they can show me just like I learned nursing. So once I figured that part, that was like one less fear that I had. And I remember the second fear that kept coming up for me was how, if I don't have a job, because it was for me, I knew I was going all in. If I don't have a job, how am I gonna pay my insurances? Because my employer is paying a portion of it right now, at that time. And I also realized that, hey, the most of my medical insurance actually was coming out of my pocket. They just didn't trust me enough and wait after I get paid to take their money, but they took the money beforehand. And once I realized that too, I figured, okay, that I'm already paying for it. I just have to figure a way to make the income so I can continue paying for it. And one of the biggest ones that really held me for the longest was I was at one of those jobs that had a pension. And I never heard of a pension before I had this job. And you had like vacation days, which I enjoy my vacation. And I was telling myself, how am I going to have a pension like this? There's few jobs that give a pension like the way that this job offered. How am I gonna get my days off and all of those things? But I also realized that the pension money wasn't really a gift. in order for me to get those pension, I had to stay at the job for 30 years. And a portion of what I put in, they will give me back and say, thank you for your service. But I realized I could do that for myself. I could have the discipline and invest in my business. Once my business start making money, I can have things in place to take care of me when that time come, when I can no longer work every day in the day-to-day aspect of my business. And once I shattered those fear, I felt more comfortable to go ahead and take the leap to start building my home care agency. And I want to give you the good news. As I was sharing with you, when I was in that hospital bed, the doctor say, go home, go on bed rest. Basically, expect the worst to happen because it's going to happen. The good thing, the doctor prediction didn't come true. Right now, my son is well and alive. He's the most beautiful little boy that I ever met. And I'm so glad that I made this decision to take that leap doing that. It wasn't an easy time. Imagine, I'm a new mom. I started my business as a new mom. It's basically having two babies at once, having a business and having a newborn. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to juggle. It was a lot to juggle. I was a new mom. I started my business. I went all in. And on the weekend at nighttime, I had a job at a nursing agency where I would work as needed because I no longer had my regular nursing job because I left that. But I still needed, I was building my business, I still needed to supplement our income. So on the weekend at nighttime, I will go and work at the hospital for the agency as needed. And during the week, 5 days out of the week, I will work fully into my business. So it wasn't easy to juggle, but it was possible. Like they say, where there's a will, there's a way. I had the will and I knew for myself, I had to become successful. I had to do it because there was no other way. There was no going back full time to my regular nursing job. So I knew I had to make this work. And if you right now, you're thinking about getting started, you are feeling afraid, you are normal. But what's not normal? It's not letting that fear paralyze you to the point of you not taking action. And like I say, choosing to launch my home care agency and build it was one of the best decisions that I've ever made. Not only my home care agency have allowed me to quit my nursing job fully. I no longer have even the as needed nursing job, and it's been a few years now. Not only that, I've been able to replace and exceed my nursing income and be able to live my life on my own terms. Not all of that. I'm able to see the impact that I'm able to make directly in the lives of my clients. When you're a nurse, of course, we make an impact. Nurses are the best. We are the most amazing human beings on the planet. We're making an impact. But lots of time, we know fully that we can make more impact because with the way it is set up in our jobs, we are an employee. When we're giving, we're bringing the solution, we're bringing the ideas, but lots of time they get shut down and we're not the one really making the decision. And we know the ideas that we are bringing on, they are so valuable, but nobody is listening to us. But when you have your business, when you have this amazing idea, you know that, hey, I can implement it and I can see the direct impact that it will create in the life of your clients. So in this decision, I've brought so many things. Now, today, I have this amazing privilege to package all of the knowledge that I've gotten, all the mistakes that I've made, and have this amazing privilege to teach other people how to build their own profitable home care agency. And all this started because I made the choice to build my own agency. So don't let fear stop you. Now is the time for you to go fully after what you really want. If you know this is not for everybody. Having a business is not for everybody. Having a home care agency is hard work. It is not for everybody. But if you know that's what your calling is for the season, I am encouraging you to lean in and do it. Stop procrastinating. Do it now. Also, thank you so much for listening to the Home Care Bosses podcast. I am so excited that you were here. So do you have a question that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast? Is there any topic that you'd like me to talk more on this podcast? All that you have to do in order to make this happen, I want you to head over to Apple Podcasts and do these three simple things. First, I want you to leave a rating and review telling me what you think of the podcast. Okay, first, leave the rating and give us a review. Tell us what you think about the podcast. In that review, I want you to ask anything related to home care agency startup and growth. And if you want a shout out, make sure you leave us your Facebook name and the review as well. That's all you have to do if you want me to answer one of your questions live. Then you just wait and listen to hear your question answered live. Thank you. We'll see you in the next episode.